trying to figure out what we got going on here. Welcome back to the program on a free-for-all Friday. Man, I got to look at it. What's going on here? Anthony's all upset. Hey, good to have you here fighting for America for the foxhole freedom. I'm not sure I'd let him in the foxhole, by the way. He might not behave on a Friday. Oh, that's the way we're going to be. All right, so three big things you need to know right now. Number one, let's see here. It's free-for-all Friday. Number two, it's inflation continuing to rock consumers in America. And number three, it's still free-for-all Friday. Yeah. 877-310-9966. He's so excitable. 877-310-9966. That means we're hearing from you, America. The rules are simple. Keep it clean. Like you're talking to your grandma. All right. Number two, if you have been on the past 30 days or so, don't clog the lines. And number three, don't call me to discuss shows or hosts or complain about other stuff that we don't care about, right? 877-310-9966. I'm going to start with this because this is really big to me. Corruption at the highest levels of the Biden family. I said, well, I told you this at the top of the show. 3.7 million documents now released by Devin Archer. All part of the investigation. James Comer's team went in and subpoenaed this stuff. They're not getting everything they want, but they're getting most of what they want. And they're holding other people in contempt. Devin Archer has revealed 3.7 million documents involving the Biden family criminal enterprise. It's pretty remarkable. Listen to this.
Today, this morning, I issued a subpoena for targeted financial information from a certain financial institution related to Jim Biden, Sarah Biden, and Hunter Biden. This is a result of many of the documents that Devin Archer turned over. Remember, we subpoenaed and he turned over 3.7 million documents never before been seen by any of the IRS investigators, the Securities and Exchange investigators, or any of the different groups that have been investigating the Bidens for years and years and years. And we've been able to connect some dots, we believe, that will finally answer pretty much every question we've had about the source of these shady transactions that went into the Biden family members and what role exactly Joe Biden played in that role in his family's shady business dealings.
Shady business dealings, 3.7 million documents. You know, and the more you learn, the more you see, the more you understand how deep and wide this really is. James Comer says the layers of concealment and the number of money sources, that's what's remarkable here, he says, because it's so enormous in scope. He said organized crime would find this remarkable. Listen to this.
I mean, I don't think you would find very many people that have a billion-dollar net worth that have as many different bank accounts as this Biden family had. Many of these were shell companies, as you and I have discussed, Maria, companies that sole purpose was to launder the money that the Bidens were receiving from China, from Romania, from Russia, and never one time through the course of this entire investigation, even during the depositions with Hunter Biden and the transcribed interview with Jim Biden, were they able to answer exactly what the family did to receive this money. So we believe we found some more accounts that will answer some more questions, and hopefully we can prepare to close this investigation and present our findings to the American people.
As well they should. As well they should. All right. Free for all, Fred. What do you think of all that? Is that what's top of mind to you? Is it Bidenomics, an open border, the problems with Ukraine or Gaza? What is top of mind? Let's go to the hotline, 877-310-9966. You can call in anywhere in the country, 877-310-9966. Jim is calling in from the great city of Ann Arbor. Jim, how are you today?
I'm well, Steve. It's Tim, by the way, but that's okay.
I'll speak to Nathan about his sticky fingers. Anyhow,
it's fine.
Tim,
it's fine.
Nice to have you.
I've noticed that Sandy Pensler is putting negative ads about Mike Rogers, and I'm sure you may have seen them about him covering for Hillary and whatever. So that needs to be nipped in the bud, and he needs to explain that because he's our only hope, I think, against Slotkin. So I just wanted to raise that question.
You know, here's the thing. I've had people say, well, there's no way the Republicans win in Michigan. Well, I don't disagree with you. And look, I've had the doctor on. I've had the other candidates. I've had Sandy Pensler on. But right now, according to the polling, Mike Rogers far and away. Doc Sherry, by the way, and Ed O'Donnell is still in the race, as in Sandy Pensler, as in Mike Rogers. And he's far and away in the polling ahead right now. He can fund and he can take on Alyssa Slotkin. And people say, well, you know, he's this, he's that. He was a never Trumper. Look, on balance, anything is better than Alyssa Slotkin, in my opinion. She's a person who tries to pass herself off as a moderate, but she votes lockstep with these crazy ideas out of Washington, out of the Biden administration. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. She needs to go. We need constitutional people in there that will fight for us.
Absolutely true. Jim, greatly appreciated. How is life in Ann Arbor? Treating you well?
It is treating me well, despite being in the People's Republic of Ann Arbor.
I understand. Used to be a great town. Now it's not a bad town, just not what it once was. Sir, thank you for calling in.
You got it.
All right, 877-310-9966, 877-310-9966. Now, I want to go back to the devastating cross-examination of Michael Cohen. This is on CNN. This is another take on the devastating cross-examination of Michael Cohen by Donald Trump's attorney, Todd Blanche, and caught the star witness in another blatant lie. This could, again, be the, and a lot of these things could be the death of the case. This is not, yeah, okay, go ahead. There it is.
It was an extraordinary cross-examination by Todd Blanche. And, you know, Michael Cohen's, throughout the day, Michael Cohen, when cornered, when he found himself in a corner, he does have a pattern of suddenly not understanding the question that's being asked, or seemingly kind of, I mean, one could say buying time to try to figure out how he wants to answer. But he definitely suddenly starts to, you know, have Todd Blanche repeat questions and say, I don't quite understand what you mean. I'm confused by the question. But this time, Michael Cohen was cornered in what appeared to be a lie, I think, to many in the room, and had to adjust suddenly his memory that he had just testified to on Tuesday. Ellie, I mean, you pointed out just right before the commercial break, you know, if jurors don't believe Michael Cohen, how significant that might be. He was, I mean, it is hard to, I wonder how prosecutors are going to redirect on this, because Todd Blanche also pointed out, or got Michael Cohen to admit that he had not seen these text messages in the prep by prosecutors. So he had apparently had no memory of those text messages. And the implication is that he concocted, you know, he was shown that there was a phone call to Keith Schiller at this time by prosecutors in the prep. And the implication, certainly by Todd Blanche, is that he concocted this story of what that 90-second phone call was, not realizing that there were text messages right ahead that directly related it. And
yeah, we'll take a break and be back. You get the picture. I'll be right back.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113.
Well,
now hiring? We've heard you. At the Michigan Chamber, we know that businesses of every size, location, and industry are facing talent shortages. That's where Emerge Skilled comes in. It's a new digital workforce solution for Michigan Chamber members and our state's businesses. With hundreds of employers just like you and tens of thousands of work-ready students, Emerge Skilled is a proven technology that helps you connect with today's talent and build a long-term pipeline for your future.
To take advantage of Emerge Skilled, email dbrownback@michamber.com. dbrownback@michamber.com.
Are you ready to reclaim your vitality and embrace a healthier life? Introducing Patriots Relief, your America first and trusted CBD company dedicated to your health and well-being. Their premium CBD products offer a wide range of health benefits, from soothing chronic pain to reducing anxiety and promoting better sleep. Experience the natural relief of CBD, backed by science and loved by customers nationwide. Use promo code Gruber and save 40% today at patriotsrelief.com or call 877-230-1776. 877-230-1776.